Satan represents responsibility to the responsible instead of concern for psychic vampires. The Satanic Bible. For several years, I have provided spiritual and personal guidance for those who have simply asked for my advice. I am not an ordained satanic priest, however, I have been recognized as knowledgeable in the area of satanic as an author, speaker, and magus within our affiliated covens. I always respect the wishes of the person confiding in me and use discretion at all times. I do have some interesting conversations with those seeking enlightenment, and I find that usually their issues are not as bad as they have allowed their imagination to create. There are some cases, however, that are serious and, in fact, dangerous. One common denominator that resurfaces repeatedly, the psychic vampire. When delving into the person's feelings and problems, it often becomes apparent that someone, perhaps more than one person, has been taking advantage of the victim. These psychic vampires drain the victim of their energy, thoughts, motivations, simply for the thrill. Psychic vampire. Term originated by Anton LaVey, now widely used to describe manipulative individuals who drain others of their vital energy, impose feelings of guilt or responsibility, yet fulfill no apparent purpose. Anton LaVey references the psychic vampire extensively in the Satanic Bible. I would like to reference some quotes from therein. Satanism represents responsibility to the responsible instead of concern for psychic vampires. Satanism represents kindness to those who deserve it instead of love wasted on ingrates. Psychic vampires are individuals who drain others of their vital existence. We might feel responsible to such people, yet not know why. These types of persons can be found in all avenues of society. They feel no useful purpose in our lives and are neither love objects nor true friends. We must rid ourselves of these psychic vampires so that we can devote our time to the people about whom we truly care. The Satanic Bible. I believe Anton described these loathsome parasites quite well in this Bible passage. When I counsel someone who clearly has been plagued by this type of individual, the stories and experiences begin to resemble experiences others have described. The so-called friend or friends begins to occupy their life and hellishly push into their private space to overwhelm and monopolize time and attention. Their need begins to drain the life force from the victim until their life is so disheveled and in such a state of ill repair that the victim's health begins to suffer, not just mentally, but physically as well. Often, the psychic vampire will use reverse psychology, saying, "Oh, I couldn't ask you to do that," and you, in turn, insist upon doing it. The psychic vampire never demands anything of you. That would be far too presumptuous. They simply let their wishes be known in subtle ways, which will prevent them from being considered pests. They would not think of imposing and are always content and willing to accept their lot without the slightest complaint outwardly. The Satanic Bible. It is this subtle act of suggestion that makes the psychic vampire so dangerous. Reverse psychology is a powerful cognitive weapon and is often used on the battlefield to confuse and disorient the enemy. This rearward attack leaves the victim off balance and often blaming themselves for any pain and suffering brought about by the vampire. The victim accepts and shoulders the guilt, which compounds the problem by making the victim feel indebted to the vampire, which the vampire will gladly exploit even more. Their sins are not of commission, but of omission. It is what they do not say, not what they do say, that makes you feel you must account to them. They are much too crafty to make overt demands on you because they know you would resent it and would have a tangible and legitimate reason for denying them. The Satanic Bible. This feeling of commitment to the vampire is exactly what the person strives for from the moment the victim is met. Again, the burden is transferred to the victim, and the vampire simply induces the feeling of guilt. A large percentage of these people have special attributes which make their dependence upon you more feasible and much more effective. Many psychic vampires are invalids, or pretend to be, or mentally or emotionally disturbed. Others might feign ignorance or incompetence, so you will, out of pity, or more often, exasperation, do things for them. The Satanic Bible. By playing the victim's sympathy, the victim is spun into a mental web, ever increasingly difficult to extricate themselves. It is at the point where the vampire tests the victim that the hook is finally set. The solution becomes confusing. The guilt becomes almost unbearable. The victim's life turned upside down, leaving them emotionally and physically drained. Clear reasoning and thought is quickly replaced with a vampire's perspective, and the victim becomes the one clinging to sanity. This vicious cycle becomes so exhausting for the victim that rational thoughts are almost impossible to fathom. The victim must work twice as hard to keep up with the guilt-induced treadmill pace. At some point, the entire scenario will end very badly for the victim, and the vampire will be on to the next victim, somewhat akin to a spider seeking another meal squirming in their web. The psychic vampire is allowed to exist because he or she cleverly chooses conscientious, responsible people for his or her victims, people with great dedication to their moral obligations. The Satanic Bible. Moral obligation often forms the foundation for a person's belief system and governs their conduct. By preying upon this, usually institutionalized, attribute, the vampire can exploit the guilt and emotionally connected feelings that are deeply ingrained within the victim. It is sometimes a tug at the heartstrings, and sometimes playing to the sensibilities of the obligate. It is rare that the vampire will actually act as obstructionist or in any other outwardly obstreperous manner. It is in the unseen where the danger lies. Most people accept these passively vicious individuals at face value only because their insidious maneuvers have never been pointed out to them. They merely accept these poor souls as being less fortunate than they are and feel they must help them however they can. It is this misdirected sense of responsibility or unfounded sense of guilt which nourishes well the altruisms upon which these parasites feast. The Satanic Bible. Sympathetic people are not the only ones susceptible to the well-laid trap. Empathetic individuals also fall victim to these vampires. By feeling a certain connection to these sociopaths, the empathetic will be drawn quite easily into their own demise. It should also be noted that some of these vampires are extremely competent and proficient while delivering their expertise. Do not mentally fence with these individuals. Doing so may end very badly for you. In some cases, we are vampirized by groups of people, as well as individuals. Every fundraising organization, be it a charitable foundation, community council, religious or fraternal association, etc., carefully selects a person who is apt to make others feel guilty. It is the chairperson or coordinator. They are masters at playing upon the sympathy and consideration of responsible people. The Satanic Bible. The established church applies this ploy on their flocks to extract the maximum donations and pledges. This is usually used concurrently with peer pressure and other tactics that ensure compliance. It is even effective, as demonstrated by televangelists that employ the strategy to talk senior citizens out of their Social Security checks. So what is the magical solution for dealing with these psychic vampires? Here is Anton's prognosis. The traditional way to banish a demon or elemental is to recognize it for what it is and exorcise it. Recognition of these modern-day demons and their methods is the only antidote for their devastating hold over you. The Satanic Bible. It is very simple. Recognize the vampire and deal with them accordingly. You must be able to identify an enemy in order to win the war, and this enemy is no different. You must know who is attacking you to mount an effective defense. Once the proverbial knife is in your back, it is more difficult to counterattack with enough stamina to decisively destroy the vampire. Be aware of your surroundings and those who move near you. Always ask yourself, what is this person's motivation? What are they trying to symbolically sell me? Being cognitively aware is the best prevention. You should take a moment to evaluate the circles in which you socialize. Are you being victimized without even knowing it? What are you being subconsciously persuaded to do or not to do? And by whom? By taking social stock of your life, you may be deflecting a future attack. Be smart and proactive. Never wait for the first death blow to be issued by your opponent. Dispatch them with skill and with the viciousness of the wild. The only way to determine if you are being vampirized is to weigh what you give a person compared to what they get in return. You are, however, being vampirized if you are incessantly called upon or expected to do favors for someone who, when you need a favor, always happens to have other pressing obligations. I believe Satanists are intelligent. Well, the majority are. By performing a self-evaluation and taking appropriate corrective action, the individual can avoid becoming the psychic vampire's next victim. May the blessings of hell pour upon you and provide you with all of your desires. I would like to hear from you. Write me at alistairknocht@rocketmail.com or visit my website at www.alistairknocht.com. Until next time.